Football Friday with Bickley and Murata. Powered by Ram Trucks, built to serve. 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. NFL headlines on the Bickley and Murata Show are not meant to cause actual harm, other than, say, maybe an ego bruise. Headlines are not recommended for anyone under 18 years of age or anyone who may be pregnant or nursing. Headlines are non-alcoholic, free-range, cage-free, organic, gluten-free, kosher, and hypoallergenic on approved credit. If you experience any itching or burning, stop listening and consult with your physician. All rights reserved with Open Table. Bickley and Murata, NFL headlines. Take it away, Shecky. Ha!
NFL headlines. We do it every Friday, 1 o'clock or so. Why change now? Week 11 is here in the NFL. Got started last night with Green Bay losing to Seattle. So Bick gets a handful of headlines with his staff writer, Rod Lakin. Yep. I get a handful of headlines from my staff writer, Jarrett Carlin. And I'll let you start.
All right, headline. Whiskey's Quicker sets new attack. Oh, wait, hold on. I'm sorry. That's the wrong one. Here's my first headline. This is a good one.
You Mitch's gotta finish the first one now.
Yeah, you just ruined my delivery. Mitch's get stitches. Vikings defense beats up Mitchell Trubisky and Bears offense regaining control of the North. Mitch's get stitches.
I like that one. Yeah, with all the talk of the Packers and the Vikings in the NFC North, the Chicago Bears are your division leader right now.
Yeah, can you believe that?
Good first year by Matt Nagy. Now you got to finish the first headline you were going to deliver.
I was just going to remind everybody, outstanding evening for Four Peaks' 21st birthday party. That's it. And we're honored to share a stage with Catastro and All-American Rejects. And on top of it, my entire band feels as bad as you do.
That's great. I'm glad you're plugging that now, because we need a little break in the headlines. Because as live radio tends to be, a little chaotic, Jackson is calling in now.
Oh, okay, good.
We'll put headlines on hold for
sure
Josh.
Sure we will. That's outstanding.
Jackson of the Phoenix Suns.
See, you'll never call me, you will call me shameless again.
Oh, I was going to call you it now, but you beat me to the punch.
Yeah. So again, Four Peaks anniversary party, 21 years of age, Phoenix Rising Stadium. Great lineup today. We're going to go on at 4 o'clock.
You got rock out to 5:30. You got quite the endorsement from one John Gambadoro yesterday.
Oh, did I?
Uh-huh.
Really?
He said, look, if you're having a party, get Whiskey's Quicker.
Exactly.
They rock it.
We do.
Has he ever hired you for a party?
And we're the only band in the Valley that allows Gambo to come on stage. And I'm sure he'll be up there again. But I want him to sing Downtown by Petula Clark. That's what I'm going to make him do next time.
A rockier version?
A rockier version.
A grungier,
of that.
More, crunchy guitar version?
The crunchy
of Petula Clark?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to try to do a crunchy How Soon Is Now, hopefully, in the future. I'll let you know that.
Not tonight?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, good luck. I feel terrible. I'll be there in spirit.
I know you will.
You know I got your back, Bick.
Thank you, Bick.
All right, joining us now on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line from the Phoenix Suns, Josh Jackson, our guest. Josh, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Good. We've talked so much about this team and you know, getting a win the other night and playing a really complete 48 minutes against San Antonio. What would it mean for this young team to be able to follow that up with a real positive performance, which you know, quite honestly have been unable to do so far this year?
It's something that we've been working on. I feel like there's always been times where we show spurts of how good we can be and how talented we are. And it never lasts that long. So just trying to become more consistent and better communications between players and coaches, knowing what they want from us and what we want from them, it'll really help us moving forward.
Mm-hmm. All right, Josh, the last six quarters, you guys have outscored your opponent by 27 points. I don't know if the second half against Oklahoma City should mean as much as it might on paper, given the fact that they were way ahead. But you guys seem to come out at halftime of that game and play harder, and that energy was there again against the Spurs. Did something change at halftime against Oklahoma City?
I don't think anything really changed. We just it was halftime. We got a minute to relax and calm down and watch a little bit of film of what was going on out there, and things become a little bit different when you get to actually see yourself. And you know, the film kind of looks a little bit bad sometimes when we start to string together turnovers, we shoot a couple bad shots. So it's better just being able to see ourselves do those things and being able to recognize when we're in those situations again out there on the court.
Josh.
So at halftime, we just came in with a different mindset, just knowing that we dug ourselves a hole and we got to get out of it.
Yeah. Josh Jackson of the Suns, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. Going back to the San Antonio game, that was a breakout for you. You played your best game of the year by far. What did that mean to you personally, and what's been a tough season for you?
I think us as a team, we played our best game of the season so far. So I'm never a guy I don't know how to play bad basketball. I've never been a guy to play bad basketball. So whenever my team is playing bad, whenever, you know, the entire team is just all over the place, I'm going to look bad too.
Yeah.
I'm never going to play good while my team is playing bad. So it made it a lot easier for me when we all were on the same page. You know, guys were in the right spots that they were supposed to be. We were all playing for each other, moving the ball around. And it just made it really, really easy for me to make reads and make decisions on who to get a ball to, when to shoot. So the game was easy for all of us,
yeah.
I think.
I'm curious, were you puzzled by your lack of minutes or by your lack of minutes so far this season? And has there been an adjustment or something that explains why you're not getting the full complement of minutes up to this point?
I couldn't answer that for you.
Okay.
I don't know. I do recall a time where last year, you know, I went through the same thing in the beginning of the year. I didn't get the minutes that I deserved, I felt, you know. Being a young guy and, you know, your team's coming out every game and, you know, you don't have that great of a chance at winning. You really want to be out there. So it was kind of hard for me last year. I struggled a little bit mentally and with my confidence. But this year I know, you know, I'm kind of going through the same thing, and I just know that there's light at the end of the tunnel,
yeah.
You know. I'll get my chance and I'll go out there and I'll do what I always do. So I'm not phased at all.
Josh Jackson of the Phoenix Suns, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. We've had a lot of discussions on this show and others on this station, Josh, about DeAndre Ayton, what he's been able to do in his rookie season. And he's putting up big numbers, but it looked like the other night he had that moment that every rookie waits for, and that was the posterizing dunk. I mean, what's it been like playing with DeAndre so far this year?
It's been so much fun, so much fun. He's such a good player, great listener. That's what I'm really impressed about. He's always got somebody in his ear. You know, a lot of people want to give him advice and talk to him. And, you know, he's really good about it, about, you know, listening and receiving and applying that information that he's learned to the game. And you guys see it every night. I think every night he learns something new, and I go out there and I watch him play, and it's just amazing how quick he can catch on.
Yeah, I've made the point before, he kind of strikes me, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, but he kind of strikes me as a guy who maybe needs a reminder at how dominant he can be at all times.
Every once in a while.
Yeah, is that the case?
Yeah, a little bit. Every once in a while, he has to be reminded that, you know, he's how good he is,
yeah.
and what we need him to do. I tell him all the time, when we're coming down the court, if he runs and beats this guy down the court and gets an early post-up, we don't have to run a play. We're going to throw you the ball every time, mm-hmm. if you get a good post-up. So if you want more touches, you just got to run the floor and bury your guy under the basket. We have to throw it to you every time.
All right, this basketball team has not won two games in a row. That's a big challenge for you on Saturday night. Did you guys find anything against San Antonio, whether new starting lineup, new rotation of minutes? Is there a different feeling regarding this team going forward now?
I think there is a little bit. I definitely got to wait till tomorrow and see what type of energy we come with. But I'm going to do the best I can to make sure everybody comes ready to compete and just ready to play.
Yeah, and you've always been that big energy guy in college.
Always.
Yeah. Do you feel like now that this is something that you can help this team get launched if you do bring that kind of hair on fire mentality?
If presented with the opportunity, absolutely.
Josh,
absolutely.
Josh Jackson of the Phoenix Suns, our guest here on Bickley and Murata. I got a couple real hard-hitting questions for you, Josh.
Okay.
First one, do you miss the hair?
Oh, I miss the hair so much.
Do you really?
You do.
I do.
Is it coming back?
I miss the hair. I don't think so. I don't think so. That hair took a lot of time, a lot of effort. So I think I'm just done with it now.
I gotcha. The other thing, and I don't know why I notice these things, but I do. I don't know if I've seen you play a game in the same pair of shoes two games in a row. How many pairs of shoes do you have in the Josh Jackson locker?
That's a tough question. I never actually sat and count. I know I got a lot in there, but it seems like every game, our trainer Jay is bringing me a new pair of shoes from Under Armour that they sent in and want me to wear. So whenever they send a pair of shoes and want me to wear them, I got
to
wear them.
That's how it works. They send them to you, and they tell you what they want you to wear. I got you.
All right, Josh, what would you, if you could tell fans who have looked at this team and have wondered about the effort, there are times when it looks like you're not running as hard, not you. I'm talking the collective, the team. And the head coach has even said that. Are people wrong in assuming that the effort hasn't been what it should be? Or if they're right, what explains that in a group of professional athletes?
I think some of it has to do with the overall energy. Coming into games, I don't think we come into every game with the right mindset as a team. So it kind of shows a little bit when we start the game out there. Couple guys, you know, on the team probably think that they should be, you know, playing a little bit more, playing less. I don't know what it is, but it's definitely – you can feel the energy before the game. Mm-hmm. And 9 times out of 10, I can tell, you know, where we're going to be when the game starts or where we're not going to be. So we just got to come ready to play every game.
Yeah. Josh, thanks so much for the time. Always good to talk to you, man. We appreciate it, and best of luck tomorrow night against OKC.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Josh.
Josh Jackson, our guest on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. That's CoulterTempe.com, Coulter on Camelback.com, and CoulterNissan.com.
Take it away, Shecky.
Yeah, please don't play that again.
All right.
Before you get back into it, though, that was kind of an interesting response, wasn't it?
Well, there were two very interesting responses in that interview. That last one was interesting. A couple guys who don't feel like they're getting the minutes they want. So there's some unhappiness at the root of all of this. And maybe that explained the better energy last game.
Maybe. We'll get back into that. Hold on to that thought, because that was an interesting response from Josh.
Yeah.
But we can revisit that later on. So your first headline.
Yeah.
Mitch's get stitches.
Okay. Vikings defense beats up Mitchell Trubisky and the Bears offense regaining control of the North.
I like it. My first headline. He shall be Le'Veon. James Conner continues to do his best Bell impression. Lead Steelers to win.
He shall be Le'Veon.
Thank you, Elton.
Speaking of which,
his best impression, though, would be not showing up to the game on Sunday, quite honestly. Go ahead, Beck. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, speaking of which, Jared, have you seen that new commercial with Elton John?
I have.
For pianos?
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, pretty good.
It's a commercial for pianos?
I know.
Yeah, I know. At first, I'm watching it, I'm like, wow, is this the new Elton John movie? And then it's about a piano. And then Elton John even tweeted out, fabulous advert. It's amazing how Europeans call advertising advert.
Yeah, thanks, Sir Elton.
Sir Elton. Headline number two, black hole none. Cardinals shut out lifeless Raiders offense, improved to 4-3-7.
Sorry.
Don't get ahead of yourself there, man.
Two wins and one, not when you beat the Raiders.
I think... if we want to talk about positives, man, how good would that feel? And I think the possibility does exist. We talked about late last season, a much more, in my opinion, accomplished defense last year was able to shut out the New York Giants, a team that was kind of playing out the string. I think this game has that feel to it.
Yeah, it could. And yet there are some people out there who are also saying, no, this game's going to be closer than a lot of people think. I don't know.
I hope not.
I don't know what to make of it.
My next headline, Patricia Heaton. Lions lose as head coach's seat gets hotter. He'll still be in the snow in his shorts, though, because, you know, he's doing what's best for his team. But the Detroit Lions this week have a home game against Carolina, as we pointed out. And I think that's very much the case. First-year head coaches, he might have the hottest seat of all of them right now. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
I mean, John Gruden's done a worse job, but he's got more security.
Yeah. No, I know. I think Mike McCarthy, I think Matt Patricia.
Frank Reich.
Third Reich.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry. Sorry. That next headline, quoth the Raven, number four. Ravens lose fourth straight game as Bengals keep playoff hopes alive.
Man, the Ravens looked like one of the best teams in football early in the season. And, man, they've hit a skid and they can't get out of it right now.
And Rod Lakin, for those who don't know, is playing off Edgar Allan Poe's quoth the Raven, nevermore.
Never heard of him, Bickley. Boy, oh boy. My next headline, straight into Compton. Rams win game, relocated back to Los Angeles. I don't always sign off on the results of the headlines, and most of these are written for entertainment's sake, but I buy into that one 100%. I think the Rams are going to work the Kansas City Chiefs on Monday night. Not just beat them, they're going to work them.
I'm going to tell you what I think after the headlines are done. Okay. My last one, St. Michael answers prayers. Michael Thomas catches last-second TD from Drew Brees as Saints knock off Eagles in Sunday Night Thriller.
Hoping it's a thriller. I think the Saints are going to have a pretty easy time of it, too.
I think the Saints are going to boat
race myself. My last headline, brace yourself for it. Here it comes. This is going to be hard with my compromised voice strength today. Brilliant Barkley and Beckham benefit Big Blue, beat Bucks, irked Jerk Dirk looking for work. Tampa coach fired after getting blown out by Giants. I actually think that's going to happen too. The blowout part, I can't guarantee that Dirk's going to be looking for work or that he's an irked jerk.
Oh, I like that. Irked jerk.
You would sign off on the irked jerk part.
Yeah, I would.
Most Phoenix media members would.
Don't make it seem like it's our problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just wasn't a very popular guy. That's NFL NFL headlines. We bring them to you every Friday, courtesy of Rod Lakin and Jared Carlin.
Yes, we do. Now, as far as Bick's picks go, nothing earth-shattering here. I've got the Saints beating the Eagles badly. I've got the Bears beating the Vikings games in Chicago. I've got the Cardinals winning. The only thing that is really a big upset here is I have the Chiefs annihilating the Rams.
Do you?
49-35.
That's only a 3.5-point spread with the shift back to Los Angeles after now, the Mexico City venue was canceled.
This is could be the two best play callers in football going up against one another. Something just tells me, I think the Rams are going to be the better team by the end of the year, but just something tells me this is going to be Kansas City's night. We'll see. We'll see.
What I'm looking at right now has the over-under on that game set at 63.
Wow. And I've got a mere 84 points being scored.
So you're taking the over.
I'm not taking anything. But that's what that's a fascinating game. It really is. Because, you know, without Cooper Kupp, how are the Rams going to be? That Rams defense, can they stand up to Kansas City's pressure? Kansas City gets to play in Los Angeles.
Will Kansas City be able to put some of the pressure that they applied on Josh Rosen to Jared Goff this week? I mean, there's a lot of questions.
Will anybody be able to breathe?
That too. I think it's the best game of the year.
I'm with you on that.
And I heard you and Tim Ring discussing on whether or not it was a Super Bowl preview. I'm not willing to say that because I still think the Saints are better than both these teams. So I'm sticking with my preseason prediction of the Saints.
Okay, what is your power poll right now? Do you have Saints the best team in the NFL right now?
Yes.
I don't know how you couldn't. Who do you have number two?
I believe one Kansas City.
Uh-huh.
Two, Rams three.
But that's going to change this weekend.
I wrote those on Monday, so I got to look them up.
Yeah.
The Patriots fell, obviously. I had the Panthers in the top five last week. They fell. I don't like them. I don't think they're that great, but it's impossible not to put the Chargers up high because they keep winning. They keep getting these patsies on their schedule, and they keep winning. Here's my power ranking. Sorry about that. Saints, Chiefs, Rams, Steelers, Chargers, top five. And then Patriots, Bears, Texans, Redskins, Carolina. the next five.
So you have the Chiefs ahead of the Rams?
Yes.
Even after the less than impressive Chiefs-Cardinals game?
Yeah, I mean, the Rams struggled with Seattle. They're not a great team. Seattle's better than the Cardinals. They're both of these teams are really good, but they're both susceptible because their defenses are spotty.
Yeah.
And they've been spotty.
I agree.
Spotty.
Yeah. No, there's no doubting that. But there's some good stuff going on this weekend. Definition starting to come to the National Football League, entering Thanksgiving week.
Mm-hmm.
Who are Thanksgiving week games, by the way? Do you know off the top of your head?
No, but I could check it right here.
Well, we know the Lions are playing. We know the Cowboys are playing.
Yes. Week 12, the Thursday games. Bears at Lions is the early one.
Uh-huh.
Skins at Dallas. And then the nightcap of Atlanta at New Orleans. Pretty good games.
Well, yeah, two of them are very traditional. The Washington-Dallas game is as traditional as it gets. Clint Longley. Clint Longley. You remember
Leon
him?
Leon Lett.
Dexter Manley. John Riggins. So here we go. This is kind of the NFL. You've got right now in the AFC, you've got Kansas City, which is just a pinball machine of a football team. You got the Patriots, who just got by the Titans, and then you got the Pittsburgh Steelers that have decided no thank you on Lev Bell. Okay? Or Lev Bell decided no thank you on the Steelers.
It's shaping up to be a mutual no thank you.
Yeah, a mutual no thank you. And then you ask yourself, will the Houston Texans join that group in the AFC? Possible. Big road game for the Texans this week. Okay? And then in the NFC, you've got the Rams chasing the Saints. You've got the Saints that seem to have this really combustible offense this year. Sean Payton can be an excellent play calling coach himself. It's fun stuff. It's a shame the Cardinals aren't in this game in the contention for a playoff race, because there's a lot. You think there's weirdness going on in college football. I mean, look at the teams you thought were going to be good this year in the NFL and are not. Jacksonville was
they're a mess.
Minutes away from a Super Bowl last year.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to them?
I wish I knew the answer to that question.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very convenient to pin it all on Blake Bortles because he's still their quarterback. It's not all on him. I mean, that defense was devastating last year at times.
Yeah, it was.
And they've been devastated this year.
Well said.
Jalen Ramsey, where have you gone? You hear him calling out fake fans, too. Now he's
fake
not ripping
fans.
On players. Now he's ripping on the fans.
Fake fans, really.
Join Burns and Gambo starting at 2 p.m. from the Safeway on Hayden and Chaparral in Scottsdale. Francis Ford Coppola Wines will be on site with the guys, giving you the chance to win tickets to the Territorial Cup in Tucson with hotel and cash included and complimentary bottle engraving as well. Visit the events page at arizonasports.com for more details. Coming up, it's Friday. Jarrett's going to make you laugh. Sports Kebab straight ahead. It's Bickley and Murata live from the Ak Chin Community Studios, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Time to take a look at the Arizona Sports Poll Question. Brought to you by Sanderson Ford. The best play is at Sanderson Ford.
Today's Sanderson Ford Poll Question on the front page of arizonasports.com. After another impressive performance from Darcy Kuemper, will he cut into Antti Raanta's playing time when he returns from injury?
No.
I'm glad you were emphatic about that, because I felt as emphatic as you did. Absolutely not. Your choice is yes, Kuemper has earned more playing time. No, Raanta's the number one goalie on the team. 68% were as emphatic as Dan Bickley in saying no. They say no! 32% say yes, Kuemper has earned more playing time. You can cast your vote on the front page of arizonasports.com. It's today's Sanderson Ford poll question.
It's sports news skewered. The Sports Kebab.
I always look forward to the Sports Kebab. Really looking forward to it today because it's about 8 minutes of time where I don't have to talk.
Yeah, because you feel like garbage and it's good for you to sit back and just listen.
Yeah.
If you don't laugh loudly, I won't be offended, mostly because these jokes aren't that good. No. I'm just kidding. But it is, I will start by saying the Sports Kebab brought to you by Paradise Ridge Dentistry. We don't just inject Novocaine, we inject fun. Text TOOTH to 620-620 to find out more about Paradise Ridge Dentistry. And I hate to start on a down note, but you know, it was a sad week for all nerds, dorks, dweebs, and weirdos as their mustachioed geek god, Stan Lee, has passed away at 95. 95! And it's amazing because he died on the 25th anniversary of him looking 95.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Seriously, Google pictures of him. This is for real. I saw a picture of him from 42 years ago where he still looked like a geriatric Marc Maron. I don't know if he ever looked young. Now, he did live a great long life, and he was known to younger fans by appearing in every Marvel movie. In fact, he was the most memorable cameo since the guys who sang Word Up.
Yeah, it's a cold word.
Word Up. He was the genius, of course, behind such creatively named characters as Iron Man, Iceman, Spider-Man, Ant-Man. Okay, naming characters maybe wasn't his strong suit. But he did create The Incredible Hulk, my favorite character. You guys like that character?
Oh, sure.
The Incredible Hulk. Oh, he is
incredible.
He is the most out of control green warrior since Draymond. Yeah, lots of drama in Golden State stemming from an argument between Kevin Durant and Draymond Green. Now, Green did apologize for getting emotional, but I don't know about you, but I actually think Durant is the problem. And I'm not saying Kevin Durant is unlikable, but it takes a lot for fans to side with the guy best known as the testicle puncher. I mean, Durant is so insecure and paranoid.
How insecure and paranoid is he?
His nickname should be the Golden State Warrior. I mean, the only thing thinner than his torso is his skin.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, personally, I just think Durant is trying to sabotage the Warriors because if they win the championship again, Kevin won't be able to leave for a better team in the offseason. And they'll be all confused. In other NBA news, LeBron James has passed Wilt Chamberlain on the all-time scoring list. Although he does still trail Wilt Chamberlain by 19,000 on the all-time scoring list. Jimmy Butler finally traded by the T-Wolves to the 76ers, and all I can say is it is about time. He was unhappy there, seems like for a long, long time, and he was the most perturbed Butler since Benson.
Oh.
Benson. Now, I do want to wish everyone a happy Veterans Day, which was earlier this week, hoping that all the veterans had a great day off. Of course, with the Phoenix Suns, all their veterans have taken almost every day off this year, it feels like. Yeah. Trevor Ariza actually literally took a day off this week and did not play for personal reasons, although he should not have played for personnel reasons. He's struggling, and the whole team is struggling. They're in the middle of another tough season. I'm hoping they could turn it around. They did have a big win against the Spurs, but so far, they have really not lived up to their motto this season. Time to rise, right? We've all heard that. Mm-hmm. So the hashtags, everything. Seriously, the last time someone was this unsuccessful with their time to rise, matzah was invented.
No.
Too soon for that one? Okay. But hopefully things are on the upswing because things have been tough all over the Valley. The Cardinals having a struggle in this season. They lost another game. And they lost one of their best players against the Chiefs. Buda Baker got hurt, will not play this week, and he got hurt against Kansas City. And while Arizona was upset to lose Buda Baker, Andy Reid was upset to lose any Baker, is really what it comes down to. You know. Anyway, so say what you will, though, about his coaching, but Patrick Mahomes has really thrived under Andy Reid, which is surprising because usually things get flattened under Andy Reid. Great coach, though. Right, Andy Reid?
Yeah.
We agree?
How great is he?
Well, you know, Bruce Arians' motto was no risk it, no biscuit. Andy Reid's motto is, what the hell do you mean, no biscuit? So, after losing to Andy Reid and the Chiefs, the Cards now continue their Bickley and Murata Halloween costume schedule chunk and face John Gruden and the Raiders. Yep. After this, I think they play man wearing guyliner and a generic wig. That was your costume.
Yes, it was. Yeah. That was me. I resemble that remark.
Thank you. I do hope the Cards win Sunday because John Gruden, he is struggling this year as a coach, I guess
struggling.
You could say. Yeah. I think of it this way in terms of former Monday Night Football analyst. John Gruden is to coaching football as Dennis Miller is to coaching football. Now, I mean, I haven't seen a coach this replaceable since producers brought in Woody to sling brewskis at Cheers, babe. Yeah. And finally, I'm going to end on a joke that instead of the one I really wanted to but decided to cut before the thing.
You decided to cut one of your own jokes?
I did.
Wow.
I've learned over the years.
You've learned to self-scout.
I've been doing this now for maybe, 3 years on this show.
That's code for he couldn't find a boss on a Friday afternoon.
I couldn't get it improved
in time. It's also code for he's been yelled at a lot.
But lots of rumors that Lions coach and noted fish stick pitch man, Matt Patricia, is on the hot seat. And that's the
fish stick pitch man. He's the Gordon Fisherman, isn't he?
Younger version, maybe. But he is on the hot seat. I'm sure you've heard that. We talked about it earlier. He's on the hot seat. Now, the hot seat, of course, in this terminology means he could be fired. Not the description of his feeling during his daily fourth trip to the toilet.
Oh,
wait, it's for not
it.
That.
Wait for it.
Toilet.
Wait for it. Come on, Jarrett.
I don't got it. What am I looking for here? Pooped his pants?
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought there was a sound bite.
Yeah, no, I thought so. Yeah.
No sound bite. I could play this one.
I thought there was something coming.
No, that, believe it or not, that's how I ended it.
I pooped my pants.
Oh. Once again, the tradition continues of ending on the wrong joke.
Good job, Jared.
No, we have,
you did end on the wrong joke.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
I
was scrambling to find a final joke after the one I wanted to do. I decided to cut.
And you were never going to top Jim Gaffigan and the way he set up his mic drop
yesterday. Oh, that would have been perfect.
Right.
Yeah, that would have been.
Now you go.
That. Oh, well. Stay tuned for the montage for that, I guess.
Oh, there we go.
Ah, very good.
Live, actually, audio of Patricia on the toilet, though.
Yeah. That might have been live audio of the toilet. Jarrett Carlin with the Sports Kebab every Friday. You can get him on Twitter all the time at Jarrett GC, JarrettGC. Some interesting comments coming from Josh Jackson. We'll share them again with you next. And we'll wrap up this Football Friday. It's Bickley and Murata live from the Ak Chin Community Studios, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Sorry about that.
Ask me no questions, I will tell you no lies. Careful what you wish for.
The puzzled look of Dan Bickley. I said earlier in the show, Bick, it was going to be a miracle if I got through the show.
Yeah.
And here we are in the last segment. So this song is called Miracle.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, well, my throat's been, it's been wavering for about a half hour now, but we're grinding, man.
Yeah.
That's what we do here.
And you got to keep grinding. I love this band, by the way. Churches, you ever heard of them?
I have heard of them.
Not the Chicken
yes,
Place, the band.
Yeah.
It's Churches with a V?
With a V.
Well, what about
those guys are nuts. NVTS nuts.
Really?
Are you sure that's Churches and not Churches?
No, it's Churches.
As opposed to just the church, which had, what, Under the Milky Way tonight, Reptile.
Never a huge fan of the church. Yeah, that's today's song of the day. We made it, man. We made it. Josh Jackson joined us earlier. A couple of interesting comments from Josh Jackson. Read into these what you will. Bick asked Josh about, lack of effort. That's been a storyline. He didn't duck the question. He answered it. Here's what he said.
Some of it has to do with the overall energy. Coming into games, I don't think we come into every game with the right mindset as a team. So it kind of shows a little bit when we start the game out there. Couple guys, on the team probably think that they should be, you know, playing a little bit more, playing less. I don't know what it is, but it's definitely, you can feel the energy before the game. Mm-hmm. And nine times out of ten, I can tell, you know, where we're going to be when the game starts or where we're not going to be. So we just got to come ready to play every game.
Very, wow. Very honest answer from Josh Jackson. And I'm willing to bet, because he kind of talked about it too, and he alluded to last year, I kind of bet he's one of those couple of guys that doesn't feel like he's playing enough. And if there's a guy that's unhappy about Trevor Ariza being in town, it's probably him.
That's obvious. When I asked him about why he can't get on the court, he's like, "Well, that's a good question. You know, that's not for me to decide." Mm-hmm. I look at this, Vinny, and I say, okay. And for him to say that nine times out of ten, I know what kind of energy we have, and I know what's going to happen. That tells me that there's been a problem. Been a problem with chemistry, motivation, everything. Mm-hmm. Team sounds broken under that previous iteration. And I wonder where that comes from. I mean, if Trevor Ariza got here, like Gambo has talked about, and just said, man, if I would have came here and visited, I would have never come here. Then that guy alone could bring down the mood and bring down the energy.
But now it's at a crossroads, though, because
I
don't think, you know, Trevor Ariza's future is not a long one here in Phoenix, no matter how you slice it. 1 year tops. But with Josh Jackson playing so well in a win and Trevor Ariza not being with the team.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people looking at how Igor Kokoschkov handles this situation.
Oh, you are not kidding. And I think this is what's made this very difficult on Igor, because now if you've got a room that isn't fully on board with everybody and everything, now you've got to have the head coach step in and settle differences and lay down the law and lay down the mission and then hold everybody to it. We're talking about a rookie head coach who once made fun of his speaking voice. Remember what Igor Kokoschkov said? I wanted to hire a European assistant, so I'm not the guy with the funniest accent in the room. Remember that?
Yes, he did.
It was a joke, but at the same time, that's a head coach of an NBA team coming out and saying, yeah, I'm a little bit, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm a little bit...
conscious?
Thank you.
Oh, a little bit country.
A little bit of rock and roll. A little bit self-conscious. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
Of my communication skills. Not good. So I'm hoping that what we saw against the Spurs will duplicate itself, because the Trevor Ariza, Ryan Anderson thing is going to be over. That's what I'm hoping.
I would agree. Meanwhile, their former team, the Houston Rockets, beat Golden State last night. Golden State in some weirdness with the whole Draymond Green, Kevin Durant situation. Draymond Green said this yesterday.
I'm going to speak on this one time and one time only. You know, what happened a few nights ago, you know, Kevin and I spoke. We're moving forward.
Kevin Durant was asked about it, too, and basically told the media, don't ask me that anymore. That's the way you move past it.
Don't ask me that anymore. Well,
limit the availability of your question.
First of all, this is their first game back, and now Steph Curry did not play last night.
No.
But there's something wrong with this Golden State team. They did not make a three-point shot last night.
They did, just their starting lineup didn't.
Oh, okay, then I read the stat wrong.
Some guys came off the bench and hit some.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, their starting lineup didn't hit any. And when your starting lineup has Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson, that's still pretty big.
Yeah, okay. All right, but the takeaway is to get work the way they did tells you that they've... tells you that this issue is really, really serious in Golden State. Because it's not like Draymond Green really apologized for anything.
No.
Not at all.
No. They talked. That was acknowledged.
Yeah.
Interesting to monitor that situation. I know you know this answer. Who is Iceland's president?
Nurmin Jonjanovic.
Oh, I thought you would know.
I don't know.
Goodney.
Why would I
Johannesson.
Know?
You were just in Iceland.
So I'm supposed to know their president?
He's in the news. He has had to back off controversial comments he made about banning pineapple pizza.
Wow.
It's one of those things.
Come on.
I love pizza. I love pineapple. Together, they do not mix. But he's actually getting hot. He's in hot water over saying that he would ban pineapple pizza in Iceland.
That is really weird. I mean, because, people, there might be some who like pineapple pizza, but don't most people Yuck.
Yeah, I think it's probably happening.
All right.
Quick, ASU, Oregon, who you got?
I'm picking ASU, man.
I'm picking ASU. Cardinals, Cardinals, Raiders.
Cardinals.
I got Cardinals 20-3.
Oh.
Yeah. We'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Burns and Gambo up next. Let's relive a little bit, though, shall we?
Get better, Vinny. I want you to know you are deeply missed when you are not here. Oh. It's not the same without you.
Well, save it for his eulogy, Dan.
Yeah.
You think he's going before me?
Maybe maybe you'll go together on the way to a remote. And it'll be the Jared Carlin Show.
I'm going to mull it over.
Don't bring up the word mullet.
I know.
Okay, I'm going to Bickley hair it over.
There you go. Kindergarten, it was a success if you got through the day without peeing your pants. I mean, that's how you gauge success.
Things have not changed, my friend.
Look, I'm a citizen. I care. But I also know that, like, I'm someone who should talk about diarrhea.
Go! Go!
Mr. Teasy Pants.
Pop culture. Throat culture. Yogurt culture.
Culture club.
Lauren Dragic. Leandro Barbosa.
Fuck Show Walter.
Fuck Show Walter.
Ricky. Danny. Vinny.
Right?
Hey, no offense.
Hey, no offense.
Looks good on you, though.
You wear a visor like that, you get a free bowl of soup.
There they are, Zuzu's Petals.
I haven't seen a field that bad since Bane wrecked Gotham City's home stadium, babe.
Right,
what's
exactly
the deal with Monte Gregg?
Right, exactly.
Who are those people?
When I was growing up, like, Elvis wasn't like this really cool rockabilly singer. He was like this big fat dink.
Losing is contagious. As contagious as bubonic plague.
Aha! 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 Aha!
If you're in Scottsdale every night, they have names for people like that.
They do.
Yeah.
Cougars.
Yeah.
Rihanna! Rihanna! Rihanna!
Kate Upton needs to shut up.
Well, Christian Taylor's a good player.
Christian Walker, too.
I'm sorry, him too.
I think Christine Taylor is who's married to Ben Stiller.
Yes, she was very good in Zoolander, by the way.
I think that leads to some passivity.
Passivity? No, you said it right. Yeah. Passivity. You did. It's good.
Passivity. At some point, you stop being a sleeping giant and you turn into a narcoleptic fat guy.
Go! Free agent. Go ahead. We don't need you.
I had a career before you got here. You can leave. You can leave. I don't need you.
Maybe I am a dork.